Magic Bob FM.
Time for the almanac here today. Gonna call a timeout.
Yeah. Timeout from the music.
Today's almanac, you know, very much like the Minnesota Golden Gopher football recruiting class. On paper, it should be a very good almanac today.
Right, right.
But
everything's
you just never
there.
Know.
Yeah.
We need to execute the plan for today. Counting him down, we have just 10 days left to go. We're almost in single digits.
Wow.
This is the point of the countdown for the launch of an Apollo mission where they really start to focus. And they stop doing the numbers, and they say that they have ignition.
Right.
You know?
It's close.
Thursday, December 21st. A little less than 2 hours from now, winter will arrive, the solstice. Have fun with the solstice here. You know, back in the old days, solstice was a big deal. Now it's just kind of a passing mention.
Right.
These days. But back in the old days, they'd have dances and all kinds of rituals for the solstice. 10:28 Central Time. 355th day of the year, 1620, finally. You know, they had been kind of waiting there in port. They had arrived like a month or two prior, but finally they disembarked off the Mayflower. They finally got the go-ahead. Everybody finally got through customs. That's what happened. They all got through security, and they finally let the pilgrims off of the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts. It wasn't known as Massachusetts yet.
No.
1620. 1909, Berkeley, California, always been known as a progressive kind of town. McKinley and Washington schools there in Berkeley, California, became the country's first authorized junior high schools.
Okay.
Serving grades 7, 8, and 9. That was 1909. Now, did you go to a junior high or did you go to a middle school?
I went to junior high. Hopkins West Junior High.
Sounds
7th,
like,
8th, and 9th grade.
Did you have your own mascot?
No.
I'm finding that now elementary schools now have their own mascot.
What?
And it's different than like from the high school that they're associated with. You know, the Fighting Tigers or the Crayola wielding knights or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We didn't have that, just not until high school.
We were middle school.
Okay,
we were middle school. Okay. And then after I graduated a few years later, it became what they called upper elementary.
Oh, really?
Because it was like 4th, 5th, and 6th. And the 7th and 8th graders came up to the high school because part of the old middle school that I attended became, well, let's just say, it was a little ramshackled.
Okay.
And they had some issues with it, and they had to close part of it down. It was no longer safe or no longer met code or there were holes in the wall or the rats had taken over. I can't remember what it was. So that was 1909. 1913, Arthur Wynn published a new word cross puzzle because the word jumbles had become just way too boring for him. So he invented the word cross puzzle. They would change the name to crossword, and that's the name that we know today.
Sure.
104 years ago, the crossword puzzle was invented. 1937.
I ho, it's home from work we go. I ho, I ho, I ho, I ho, it's home from work we go. I ho, I ho.
Snow White on this date debuted Walt Disney. This was significant because Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first full-length animated feature this date. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, great story.
Yeah, it's good.
Snuffy, Gruffy, and Fluffy, and Grumpy.
Yeah, happy.
1937. How about 1940? F. Scott Fitzgerald died at the age of 44. He wrote The Great Gatsby. He died young. He has St. Paul, Minnesota connections. As you know, he lived in St. Paul for quite a while. There's a building that is still up now where he lived at, F. Scott Fitzgerald. Why would you say that about? Why would you say F. Scott Fitzgerald? You ever seen Ted? Have you seen Ted?
Yeah,
that's a comedy bit.
Yeah.
1944, F. Scott, dead. 1945, George S. Patton, the general, helped us in Europe. Didn't he also go to Africa, Neil?
I think he did.
He also went to North Africa. He was part of the North African campaign. Dead. George S. Patton dead on this date. Heidelberg, Germany. He died of injuries suffered in a car crash, an accident.
Wow.
Just a few, like 12 days earlier, he was in a car crash, hit his head, broke his neck. And, you know, here's this guy. He survived all these, the war.
Right.
Survived the war. Obviously, he's a general, so he was being targeted by the enemy. He survived all that and then eventually died in a car crash because he and another general or major were going pheasant hunting in Germany. And Pat was buried. They didn't bring him back here to be interred. He was interred at the Luxembourg American Cemetery and Memorial in Luxembourg City because, per his request before he died, he wanted to be buried with his men.
Sure.
He wanted to be buried with his men, so that's why he was buried in Luxembourg, 1945. 1968.
We have ignition sequence start. The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's Apollo 8 launching.
We have commit.
Yeah, they were committed at that point. They were past point of no return.
Right.
Once you get to that point, it's all or nothing. That was the first manned flight to the moon. They didn't land on the moon, but...
They went around it.
Yeah. They went around the moon, and of course, that was in preparation the next year that they would actually land some men on the moon.
Yes. That's good stuff.
Doesn't President Trump want to go back to the moon?
That's what I heard.
1968, Apollo 8. 1978, police in DePlain, Illinois, arrested John W. Gacy. He was a monster.
He was.
John W. Gacy Jr.
A horrible man.
They began unearthing the remains of 33 men and boys that Gacy had killed and buried in his crawl space. And
very sick man.
There were police after him. Police asked him to use John Wayne Gacy's restroom. He went to the bathroom, and the policeman reported, the investigator said, I could smell the aroma of death.
Ugh.
Coming out of some kind of a grate or a register, a heat register, if you will, a vent. And that's not too good. You know, DePlain, Illinois. Did you know at the end of his life, Hervé Villechaize, he was so desperate for money, he went to DePlain, Illinois to offer his services at the city limits to, hey, welcome to DePlain. Oh, did you know that?
I didn't know that,
no,
Jim. But
that was in 78.
A Pan American jumbo jet carrying more than 250 people has crashed near the town of Lockerbie in Dumfries. Yeah. The flight number 103 was en route from London Heathrow to John F. Kennedy Airport, New York.
270 people dead on this date. Pan Am Flight 103 exploded in the air over Lockerbie, Scotland. It was because of a terrorist bomb on this date, 1988. I can't remember who claimed responsibility. Was it, did it have something to do with the IRA? Was it the Irish, or was it Middle Eastern terrorism? Can you look that up? A little fact-checking.
I can.
Pan Am Flight 103, Lockerbie, Scotland, 1988. And 2012, we were supposed to be all gone.
So says the Mayan calendar, so it must be true. Experts say this long count calendar from the ancient civilization runs out on December the 21st, 2012. According to interpreters, that means our days here on Earth run out with it.
Way to go, interpreters. Boy, they interpreted well, did they not? Maybe it was just the fact that the Mayans had run out of stone, and there was no more room to put any more dates on the Mayan calendar. That turned out to be what it was on this day, 2012. What was supposed to be the end of the world never happened.
So sexy looking.
Gosh, I wish I had my kazoo out right now because
I'd
play along
right there.
Freddie Hart, Easy Lovin'. My Hang Up Is You, another one of his big hits. Freddie Hart, happy birthday. Still going strong, 84.
So good. That's a good song right there.
Freddie Hart, 84 today. This guy hosted a few shows.
You had a big guy coming after you and he telegraphed. I heard you say that in an interview and you were quicker. Do I have it good?
You're not as dumb as you know.
Thank you very much. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Phil Donahue talking to Muhammad Ali. Could you understand what Muhammad said there? He said, you're not as dumb as you look. You know, his speech,
right,
even at that point in time, was a little muffled because, what do you have, Parkinson's, right?
Right.
Muhammad Ali. So Phil Donahue, 82, is he still married to Marlo Thomas?
I think so.
Phil Donahue, 82 today. Jane Fonda is 80.
I'm from the planet Earth. My name is Barbarella.
Oh, yeah. Fetching.
But you're soft and warm. We're told that Earth beings are cold.
Not all of us.
Not Jane Fonda. She's not cold.
She looked good in that.
She's hot. Jane Fonda, 80 today. Wow. I'm sure Barbarella had to be big for you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was for your generation. Barbarella was probably what Porky's was for my generation.
Yes.
As far as one of those ones that you kind of watch in secret.
Yes.
Jane Fonda, 80 today. And she did some kind of a video. Did he try and get people in shape? Was that some kind of a small effort that really didn't catch on?
Yeah. I wonder what made her more money, that or her movie career.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda, 80.
I am Iron Man. You think you're the only superhero in the world? Mr. Stark, you become part of a bigger universe. You just don't know it yet.
Who the hell are you?
Nick Fury. Director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And he only has one eye.
One eye.
He's Nick Fury. He's been a lot of other things.
Oh,
Samuel L. Jackson, Snakes on a Plane. You got to see that one. That one's a good one.
Yeah.
69 for Samuel L. Jackson.
Go Unchained.
The next guy here, when he goes, he's going to have Drew Pearson come and just push him into the grave. Nate Wright is 70 today.
Hey.
Former Vikings cornerback.
Number 43.
Is 70 today. He was pushed off.
Yes, he was.
So that would have happened right around his birthday, right?
Yes.
Was it into January? It would have been it wasn't the NFC Championship, so it was the divisional round of the NFC playoffs of 75, the 75 season. It would have been happening right around this time or early
right
January.
Yeah, no, I think it was in December.
Nate Wright is 70 today. I always thought this guy was a gal. Great song. Kind of a glam rock guy named Nick Gilder celebrating today. 66th birthday for him. Chris Everett, don't call me Chris Everett Lloyd anymore. Chris Everett, the tennis champion. Let's see. 2 Australian Opens, 7 French Opens, 3 Wimbledon, 6 U.S. Opens. That means she has what we call the career Grand Slam, Neil.
Yeah, she was pretty good.
Chris Everett is 63. The mom from Malcolm in the Middle, her name is Lois.
These Clippers are dull already. Honestly, Hal, you're like a monkey.
They do this every month. He has sensitive skin. The hair gets itchy under his clothes.
Yeah, it seems like such a shame to just dump this in the trash. Maybe birds would like to make nests with it, or, I don't know, maybe you boys could use it for school projects.
Arms up. She is celebrating her 62nd birthday today. Jane Kaczmarek, 62, country guy. Don't call me Leroy, I'm Leroy. Leroy Parnell.
King of the slide guitar.
Is he the best slide guitar player in the history of country music? Because that's how, if you're going to be the king.
He's top three.
So he is 61, Leroy Parnell. Ray Romano.
Last week, Ray came home late from golfing, and I guess golf is kind of a hot button issue with me, and we had a fight.
Ray, do you remember this?
I do. I shot a 94.
That is so true for those of us who golf. Ray Romano, Everybody Loves Raymond, 60 here today.
That's
more
hilarious.
Great music.
Just in case you ever change your mind, if you suddenly...
1/4 of the Forrester Sisters. Which one is it, Neil? Neil, this is the game show that we play on the Almanac called Know Your Forrester Sisters.
Just in case you change your mind.
Kathy.
You had a 1 in 4 chance.
Yeah.
Christy is 55. Do you know the other ones? You said Kathy.
Yeah, that's one.
I wouldn't have known them. I looked them up and wrote them down.
I should have, yeah.
June and Kim are the others.
I was going to say June, but...
We didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
This is already a very, very long feature and segment.
I would not have gotten Kim.
So Christy is 55, the Forrester sisters. Andy Dick.
What?
Oh, oh, let's see if he leaves.
I'm on the phone, Matthew. Take three steps back.
One, two.
Oh boy. he was like the assistant on News Radio. Great show with Stephen, what's his face? He played Jimmy James, and of course, Phil Hartman was on it before he died. Andy Dick, unbelievably 52 today. Jack Bauer, he's got 24 hours to get a job done.
Yeah.
I have killed two people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe. Maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland. Donald Sutherland's son.
Yep, Young Guns.
Young Guns, he was good in that. And currently he's on the TV show The Designated Survivor.
Oh.
About a lowly cabinet member that, because the U.S. Capitol blew up, he was the designated survivor if something like that happened. Oh, and he became arose to president. So that's a good show. That's one of the current shows that we are watching. Here in our world of watching TV at my house. Kiefer Sutherland is 51. And Brad Warren, another country singer
from the
Warren Brothers. He is, 68? He's 49 today, almost 50. And he and his brother Brad, probably better known as songwriters than for their hits. Right, Neil?
Right. Yep.
They wrote Feel That Fire, Felt Good on My Lips, Tim McGraw, and another one, Red Solo Cup.
They
are willing to put their names on that song, believe it or not. And Brad Warren of the Warren Brothers is 49 today. Those are the only living ones I have.
All right, we'll get it on to the gone, but not. And we're playing Almanac Trivia.
We are playing Almanac Trivia, yes.
So keep that in mind. All right, we start with a great golfer, Walter Hagen.
I wonder what he shot the day that his wife complained about him golfing.
It was better than 94.
I'm sure he'd remember.
Yeah, he would.
It would have been better than 94, yes.
He won two U.S. Open titles, four British Open.
He's got a good clothing line, too. I've got a couple of his shirts at home.
Yep. You do, and I have bought several. Five PGA championships as well during his great career for the smooth-swinging Walter Hagen. Pat Weaver, Hall of Fame NBC television exec. He gave us the Today Show and the Tonight Show. He's also the father of actress Sigourney Weaver, Pat Weaver, 1908. He was known as the Babe Ruth of the Negro Leagues.
He ate a lot of hot dogs and
beer
and did a lot of womanizing.
Hit over 800 home runs, reportedly. Baseball Hall of Famer Josh Gibson. He was a catcher and a dominant player in the Negro Leagues, 1911. He was the voice of Winnie the Pooh's Tigger.
Glad to meet you. Name Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's a wonderful thing. The top's made out of rubber. The bottom's made out of spring.
To say Tigger was a little in your face, would that be an understatement?
That would be. He's great.
He's a close talker is what he is.
Cartoon voices, actor, ventriloquist. The guy's name is Paul Winchell, and he was born on this day, 1922. Legendary Penn State University football coach Joe Paterno. Joe Pa was born on this day in 1926. Boy, did he go downhill fast after all the troubles at his university that he loved, Penn State. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frank Zappa, 1940.
And I said, ho, ho, and the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, boop, boop, dirty, with a tear in her eye.
There he is. He's weird.
Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Has there ever been better advice for the winter months?
Well, no. That's solid advice. He's good at that kind of advice. Not great at naming children, I would tell you. He struggled with that.
Moon Unit, and what's the other one?
Dweezil. Yeah, Moon Unit and Dweezil. Let's go to the Beach Boys now.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never.
He had the best sideburns again among the Beach Boys,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
I'll make you so sure about it.
He's Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carl Wilson, Carl Bryan, the Wilson Boys. Putting together the Beach Boys, 1946 for Carl. And one more, she left us way too early, Olympic gold medalist Florence Griffith Joyner. was born on this day in 1959. They're all gone, but not forgotten.